Hello and welcome to Pro U Podcast, episode number 387. My cup overfloweth. Now, I just came up with that title at the end of recording the episode because I've never been this good, and I could not be this good had the bad not been as bad, or the uncomfortable not as uncomfortable. Because what was going on, what was happening, what was promised, said by the unicorn went sideways. Why? Unicorns don't exist. And maybe that's why I used that adjective. Because deep down I was like, well, we'll see. We'll see. Wow, she said this and she said this. Well, we'll see. And she's going to do this and do this. Well, we'll see. But she's not going to do that, and she would never do that. Well, we'll see. So that's the big story I'm sharing. That's the big news. I've never, ever, ever felt this good. And I got to share that with my clients the past couple days. I just said, I'm not going to get into details, but when you have something that comes in that's like this great thing and then it falls apart and you're unaffected, I've never experienced a better feeling than that. And I said, that's what I am now selling. You come to my well. And then I had some amazing talks with my clients currently and my mentorees. And it just filled me up. And then I want to share this greatest thing I thought to date was what this person promised. Potential. I thought, okay, cool. Wow, someone's going to do this. Fantastic. But at the end of the day, the thing that affected me the most was the potential to get into a store. And that, I was like, okay, well, that's what I want to do. And then all of that fell into second place because I was invited to participate in the largest stone balance land art event in the world, LEAF. Llano Earth Art Festival, which is held in Llano, Texas, but this year it's virtual. So they're grabbing anybody and everybody that they want to participate, which is not a lot of artists. And I was chosen to be one of them. It's ridiculous. So it's going to be like on Zoom. It's going to be live. It's going to be international. I can submit a video. It's like the greatest thing. And to me, that was the reward for passing the test. How one deals with the test directly determines the outcome of the test. I passed, and here's my reward. The biggest honor, the biggest achievement, the biggest reward, the biggest anything I've ever experienced was to be invited to participate as an artist at LEAF. And it's the 27th and 28th of March. My birthday's the 25th. I mean, what an amazing birthday present for 2021. So thank you for listening. And I'm telling you, last episode, come to my well, buy the water I sell. This is what I'm selling. Guess what? That thing's gone. That story didn't even happen, and I'm even better because of it. That's what I'm still selling. Enjoy. Wow. That was three. I counted. That's the opening to episode 387. Not even titled yet. Sticky notes all over. And I can hardly contain what lies inside of me to share today. On Pro U Podcast by TJD. PYP by Tommy D. Here we go. Quotes. As we work to create light for others, we naturally light our own way. Ways to deepen your spiritual practice. Commit to daily meditation. Be in nature as much as possible. Find ways to be in service to others. Incorporate mindful movement into your routine. Practice gratitude. Let go of all self-judgment and judgment of others. Quiet the ego and let your intuition be your guide. Try sound healing. Trust in the unknown. Release expectations and attachments. Set intentions for your day. Stay present. Maintain integrity and live your truth. Is suffering really necessary? Yes and no. If you had not suffered as you have, there would be no depth to you as a human being, no humility, no compassion. You would not be reading this now. Suffering cracks open the shell of ego, and then comes a point when it has served its purpose. Suffering is necessary until you realize it is unnecessary. I love that. Spirituality acknowledges a search for deeper meaning and satisfaction in life. It goes beyond our physical or emotional state. It refers to the way we seek and express meaning and purpose, and the way we experience connectedness to the moment, to ourselves, nature, or to the sacred. You're never in the wrong place. Sometimes you're in the right place looking at the things the wrong way. Be so strong that nothing can disturb your peace of mind. It's so funny because the thing that was happening in my life just kind of was coming out. And I was just going to these quotes that were resonating with me. And that was one of them. That's the first one. Be so strong that nothing can disturb your peace of mind. Dun, 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 dun. Cutting someone completely off from your life is sometimes necessary for your peace. Don't feel guilty for it. Oh, I don't. Can you feel it? It's building, is it not? At any moment, you have a choice that either leads you closer to your spirit or further away from it. Letting go gives us freedom, and freedom is the only condition for happiness. If, in our heart, we still cling to anything, anger, anxiety, possessions, we cannot be free. This is dope. As soon as you are born, you are given a name, a religion, a nationality, and a race. You spend the rest of your life defending a fictional identity. And I'm like, oh my God, that's exactly true. I love that. The truth is you can't try to let go. Trying is the opposite of letting go. To let go is to relinquish trying. To let go is much more like to let be. I love that. Let be. Cliff Notes for John Lennon song for Beatles. Be thankful for, here it is, drum roll. Be thankful for closed doors, bad vibes, and stuff that falls apart. It'll protect you from things not meant for you. Last one. This I just sent to morning. This morning I just read, posted, whatever you want to say. That was the hardest thing I'm going to do today, I bet. You're not lonely. I'm just taking you to the next level. And some people can't go with you. Hashtag the universe. Love that. But the big one, like if this was the title, if I could use this for the title, it would be the title. Be thankful for closed doors, bad vibes, and stuff that falls apart. It'll protect you from things not meant for you. Why? Because I closed the door. I felt the bad vibe. Stuff fell apart. And I completely felt like I was being protected. So, I have no idea where to begin. That's really it. I was sitting here for a little while. I mean, I always kind of like make sure Zen is taken care of, make sure I picked up the Zen garden, you know, whatever I kind of need to do. Am I thirsty? Put chapstick on. I mean, I literally get, okay, I don't need anything for at least the next hour, and I can just sit and focus. Nothing's distracting me or pulling me away from it. And I was just like, where do I start? Where do I start? What do I say? A big, big... Yeah, I just thought of a note. Can you believe that? I haven't even started yet. and he thought of a note. All right. That's a long, long dramatic pause. Y'all were just waiting on pins and needles. So I would say this is the biggest moment in my pro-U career, pro-U journey. And, you know, I kind of said before, you know, I just don't want to be being received like I'm just, oh, hey, my life is great, toot, 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 my horn. And, you know, it's just that what I've applied is really working, like really getting a handle, like having some breakthroughs, some epiphanies, like light bulb moments. But there's no way you can truly be tested on how badass you are unless you get hit hard. If you get pulled over for a speeding ticket and get a warning, okay, slow down. Not going to change your life. You got hit hard, speeding ticket. Well, I don't think that's going to, I mean, didn't you pay it and look, you bummed out about the money for a minute and then you're done. Why, Tom? Why does it have to hit you so hard? I go, because that's the only way you can demonstrate the greatest response. If you're hit a little and you respond well, yay. You get hit hard and you respond well. What else matters, people? Come to my well by the water. So that's it. That's the Kool-Aid. There it is. I was pretty amazed going into 2021 how consistent I had been. Not any real panic moments, no real bad funks, no real calls to anybody. Just kind of moving, you know, moment to moment, staying present, staying thankful, and time passed. And that's where I just kind of lived my life. And felt like that was actually just vibrating higher than I had ever obviously experienced, but above a lot of stuff. And I attracted better stuff. And then, you know, 2021 seemed to kind of get better, but I didn't need anything. I was good. Like if I could say, you know, perfect, my life was perfect, it was perfect. And then I got a knock on the door in an area that was open for that knock. Because I, you know, I had been building, and I'm talking about the art, my found art, and the unicorn. Guess what, Tom? Unicorns don't exist. And this is like the super, super cool part about it. It's like, why did I say unicorn? I mean, that, hey, unicorns don't exist. I never thought it would happen, blah, blah, blah. Someone to come in, ba 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 ba, do this, da da da, say this, promise this. And I didn't post. It had gone on for like, I don't know, like a week or so. Just the initial chatting back and forth. And the old me would have just gotten excited and said, this is going to be amazing. And I would have had to have shared it, share a story. I first moved to Vegas, and I got a job at this sporting house. It was called Las Vegas Sporting House. And it was right behind the Stardust. And all like the show people, celebrities, like it was a big fancy club. And I just happened to, well, the girl that I moved there to be with was working there. She got me a job as a salesperson or something. So anyways, I totally brain farted on one. It's like I just thought of Vegas and I just thought of everything. It just bomb rushed my head. So I meet this dude named Chuck Black, and he comes up to me, and I can't even remember what he ended up saying or what he said. If he just said, hey, have you ever been in a movie, or would you like to be in a movie or something like that? And I'm like, yeah, sure, cool. So he said, well, come out to my place. Here's my address, you know, this Saturday at like 9 o'clock. And I remember wearing, like, it was the kind of, you know, this was 91. So I was wearing those baggy pants, those sweatpants that were baggy. I don't know what they were. I totally forgot what they were called. those, you know what I mean? I used to wear those all the time, kind of bright colors, and I had some kind of t-shirt on and neon sunglasses, and you didn't need a helmet, and I was on my motorcycle. I drove over to this cat's place, and I had no idea where it was, and I got lost, and I was running a little late, and I get there, and he's like, you know, Tom, you got to show up on time. And I'm like, and it was filled with girls. And it was for a movie. And those girls were auditioning to co-star in the movie with me. And I found that up when I drove up late, looking like I did on a motorcycle. So I probably look cool to everybody, but I was like, what? And I remember like a week later, he's like, well, I don't know if any of those girls worked out. And he goes, but I did reach out to Heather Locklear. And I remember sending, you know, I don't even, well, that's a long time ago. So I don't know, called, I guess is the only thing called long distance back then, to tell people that I was probably going to be in a movie with Heather Locklear. Never happened. And that's when you start realizing, I mean, until you're, especially a movie, until you're like on set filming, you don't tell anybody. Because stuff would just not end up working. Like you audition and it would be hard to get the audition. And then a call back, and you get the call back and you get the job. And it's like you're excited. And it's like, okay, now they got to pick location and they got to do stuff. Or what? You know, it's just like until you're on set, that was my lesson. Until you're on set, don't tell anybody. So that's like, you know, after a while, things in life, they just start sticking with you. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to share. And I didn't, you know, I mentioned, you know, the unicorn's first name only. You know, I didn't mention the store. And, you know, it was just kind of like there was part of me that was still kind of hesitant about it in the back of my mind, even though I was like, wow, I'm super excited. You know, I couldn't be more pumped. Because, again, it was like, I will let that light little flicker. Like, I'll let that happen. Someone said, hey, I'm going to blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, cool. Let's play. Da, 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 da. This is a note I wrote. I go, being pro you is not, you know, having it worked out, or, you know, it's, you know what I mean? It's just, if you can respond, then you're being pro you. Because it doesn't matter to get mad or to get upset or to think what if or what could or what should have. So, in kind of a nutshell, I had, you know, we were kind of going back and forth of, you know, what was going to happen, what we were going to do with my quote-unquote unicorn. And at one point, I made it very clear that if you were going to post anything about me, you just let me see it first. And that was, you know, kind of really all I remember, kind of just making sure she understood. You know, we just met and whatever, and it's my stuff, and it's totally personal. And she said, oh, totally. I will never pressure you. I will never stress you. I will never tell you I need something right now. I will never, you know, I'm not going to be that. I'm not going to, you know what I mean? And I'm like, fantastic. Unicorn. And there was one description that she was going to use, and she sent it to me, emailed for me to look at. I said, okay, cool. So we're understood. So Zen's birthday, so you can pick where I'm headed now. I'm celebrating Zen's birthday with Zen, and kind of intermittently, I get a green light on this neighbor's installation. The first time he was willing to throw some cash so I could buy some stuff to cover up this ugly AC unit. So I knew what I wanted to make, and I was excited, and I was kind of going a couple places with Zen. I'm like, well, I'll just stop here and grab that mirror, you know, and then I would do something with Zen. It was just this busy day, and I'm pumping caffeine, and I'm just like filming Zen. We're going to the puppy. I mean, we're buying toys. We're going to the puppy store. We're going to the puppy park. This is fantastic day, but very long. And we get to the end, and I'm literally in sawdust. It's like around 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock or something like that. And I can't even remember what it was, but I got like a text, I think from the, I don't know what it was, but it was something. I'm like, okay, I'll just send that to Lori so she gets it. It was one of those. Didn't need response or anything. Any response back? Hey, just posted first time, like so excited or something. I was like, posted, you know, question mark. And she said, well, my first post about you, introducing you, my art, how, you know, and I was like, you know, sitting there like my chop saw underneath my feet, sawdust all over, you know, it's a moment where, you know, Zen was resting. So I'm like, well, I can do this and put it together and then we'll go outside and go to Martin's and hang out and I'll install it and, you know, kind of just finish with the day. And I'm like in my head going, you posted something about me. You haven't showed me. I was like, rule number one, rule number, like what? And she's like, well, just, she texts me. She goes, well, just look at it now. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to stop what I'm doing to look at something. I was like, and that was like right then, it was like the blood was like going, this is exactly like 1,000,000,000% the exact thing I will not tolerate, I will not allow, I will not put up with, I will not embrace, I will not have in my life. That's when it started. And I just put the phone down. I go, I'm not even going to deal with that. Because again, I was, you know, having this great day and I was just about done, you know, making this thing so I could bring it over there. And, you know, again, now it's getting to be a, kind of a long day. I mean, Zen and I got up like at 5 o'clock in the morning and now it's about 4 or 5 o'clock in the evening. So it's 12 hours and I haven't stopped, have not stopped. And again, I'm like caffeined up so I could keep going and put the installation in. It looks like it's the coolest. I was so proud. I put one of my little branded labels on it. I mean, it just looked dope. I mean, how do you cover an ugly AC unit? You just build a frame here and you stand against it. But it just looks super cool. And I was super proud and happy. And, you know, Zen loves that yard over there. So he's hanging out. We had this phenomenal day. And then I come back and I clean up everything. And I'm like, okay, it's got to be like 7:30, I think. Something like that. And I'm like, I just want to lay down. 7:30. I just want to lay. Zen's laying down. I'm like, I just want to lay down now. Like, this is the greatest day. And this is when I lay down and hug my dog. But what the very number one thing on the list is, this is not the time I'm going to call someone because I need to put out a campfire because they messed up. And that's what I got to do. So I'm already like, oh my God, like, ah. I'm like, well, let me read the post. So I pop the post open and I start reading it. And it's actually kind of cool, but I immediately was drawn to the photos. And I see an old photo of some stonework that I would never have posted. If you're like, why wouldn't I got new stuff? I got really, really cool new stuff. And then I see a picture that my 13-year-old protege, Jack, did. And it was, if your jaw dropped, if your heart dropped, if your mind blew up, that was the moment. Hello, world. You know, first impressions? You know how powerful first impressions are? Well, here's the first impression that all of, quote unquote, unicorns people got. Oh, here's this great guy. Oh, there's his work. Oh, all right. 13-year-old boy made that. 13-year-old boy made that. And you connected me with that photo. I mean, it's amazing, cool for Jack. I mean, dude has done it like 4 times in his life and he's brilliant. But I mean, you broke rule number one and I only think I had one. I really only think I had one rule. And then you didn't even communicate. Hey, by the way, Tom, I'm going to post something today. Hey, Tom, by the way, I posted something. It was just, I just happened to text you. And you just happened to like, oh, by the way. And then I'm not going to stress you out. I'm not going to tell you I need something. Check it out now. You posted something without me looking at it. And now you're telling me that I should check it out now because I work for you. And it was just, again, I just felt this crumbling. But when I saw that picture, I'm like, you're representing my art and you just misrepresented my art on day one, post one. And I just grabbed my phone and I dialed and she didn't answer and I texted her and I said, call me. And she called and I said, hi, how are you? She said, good. You see it? Well, I said, yes. I said, you posted a picture of something that wasn't mine. I go, I asked you to get my confirmation before you posted anything. And you posted a photo of a 13-year-old boy's rock stack. And I didn't get an apology. And it went on for about 20 minutes. And she just got incredibly defensive. So all of a sudden, I'm like really, really tired, mentally, physically, like great day, but just done. And I'm like, this is like one of those, like it reminded me kind of like being in an argument with an ex. Like I'm like, okay. I just said this. If you didn't want to hear it, that's fine. But I didn't call you like bum you out. I didn't call you to chit chat. And then midway, this is the line that killed me. She goes, on the phone right now, we're going to go over what I wrote. And I go, no, I'm not going to do anything. And all I wanted to do was hang up on her. And it was, a couple minutes later, I said, I'm going to hang up now. And I hung up. And my first feeling was, okay, that's done. And my second feeling was, all I really cared about was I was getting in a store. I mean, you know, someone came in and said, hey, I'm going to sell a bunch of your stuff on this place. I'm like, okay, great. What happened? Well, nothing happened. Okay. So there was like immediately like no bad. Like I was like, great. Because I knew enough that if something didn't work out this soon and she messed up that bad, like I'm like, okay, good, done, moving on. And I'm like, but like I like when it was like, that was kind of like my deep down, it was cool to kind of figure it out. Like if someone said, hey, I can sell your stuff and make you a bunch of money, or I can put your stuff in a store, I'd be like, put myself in a store. And it was, you know, in California, like, you know, not that far from me. And I'm like, that's what I've always wanted. You know, I can bring my stuff. I can go visit my stuff. I can restock the shelf. I can get to know the owner, you know, find out. And she sells online. And I'm like, that was just a cool thing. You know, whether I made money or not, didn't really matter that much with that. But that's what I really cared about. I'm like, well, how am I going to, you know, how can I pursue that? Or how can I, you know, because that woman said yes, but was it a favor to a friend, or was it a business decision because you like my stuff? And that's to be continued, because this story is not all the way finished. As I thought it would be finished Saturday morning and Sunday morning, and my plan was to pick up my stuff Saturday like around 11 a.m. and I would have been done. But there was just obviously who this woman was just came to light. It just became a struggle. She gave me three windows, and obviously she wanted an answer right away about which window. And I wasn't gonna like jump over anything. I wasn't gonna like do anything super nice. And this is what happened. So we chatted Monday night. And again, it was like, I think, I don't know, 20 minutes, something like that. I hung up and I said, Zen, we're going outside. I was just like, wow, that was just yuck. It was like a dose of kryptonite. I just had an energy vampire experience. Like she needed me to make her feel a certain way or not feel bad, or she so much cared about what she wrote. I mean, it doesn't matter what you wrote. If in the post itself you included pictures I didn't like and a photo that wasn't mine, I go, you just misrepresented me. It doesn't matter. And like, you know what I mean? She just kept, and I was like back and forth, and she's like, I can't believe you. And I was like, all of a sudden, I was the bad guy. And I was like, again, I'm going to hang up. So again, in the back of my mind, again, I just didn't know what, I mean, I knew I was never going to work with her again. You know what I mean? It was like, I don't even know if I verbalized that, but it was just the store. Because I didn't care about, I'm like, her and I were kind of maybe done. It's like, well, how do I come from that situation and still have access to the store? But my mind just shut off like I was done and I wasn't going to think about her. I knew I had to get my stuff, but I didn't really care about my stuff. And here's where the magic started. When I gave my stuff to her to sell, I let go of it. So I got a text from her Wednesday morning that said, I've decided that I'm not going to work with you. And I'm like, Wednesday. And I'm like, wow. I'm like, late to the party. And she's like, you can come pick up your stuff Friday afternoon, Saturday morning, or Sunday afternoon. And I just deleted it. I said, fine. So it rolled around Saturday morning. I texted her and I said, I'll be there around 11. And I'm like, I just wanted to, and I didn't want to even hear from her, just to have her go, she liked that text, and that was it. And then I'm like, well, of course it's not going to go smoothly. Why? Because it's her. I didn't hear back from you. So I scheduled a client, and they'll be here for a couple hours. When else are you available? And I'm like, oh my God. Like, I had moved up a client. I just wanted to get there. So I mean, I wanted to be done by like 1 p.m. on Saturday with it forever. And now it wasn't even be till like 1:30. And I'm like, okay, whatever. And I'm like, okay, this is where I had to go. Of course this isn't going to go easy. Of course it's not going to go. And it was almost like she enjoyed the chit-chat back and forth. She's like, because then I said, okay, how about after? And she's like, okay, thanks for being flexible. I'll let you know if they leave earlier. And I went, I wrote K, one letter, K. And she sends back a happy smiley face. And I'm like, you're sending me smiley face? I was just like, oh my God. So she texts me a little while later and says, oh, I don't think I can do it today. I have to go to service. And, you know, tomorrow I'm having a little Super Bowl thing. So how about Monday or Tuesday? And I just went, delete. And I went, oh, my God. I'm like, I wanted to be done with this thing on Saturday. And then now I can't on Sunday. And she's like, well, how about Monday? And I'm like, I was just like, and the only problem the entire time is because it took so much time to get to the final, I'm going to go pick up my stuff, it would pop into my head. And that's, I don't, you know, if someone was telling me that, I'm like, well, of course it's going to. I mean, until there's that closure. But when it entered my mind, I would, you know, let it kind of play out, and I'd kick it out, and it wasn't really beating me up or, you know, it wasn't anything like that. And that was kind of the cool part. Like, I was highly aware that I was great. And I was like, well, there it is. There's the podcast. Like, I told people for the first time I had been excited in a way I had never been excited. And like that, it went sideways. And I went, fine. And I was just like, fuck, I got to go get my stuff. I got to see her. Like, and then I just said, well, I don't got to get it now. And if I swear the feeling I had was that Wednesday morning when she's like, hi. She just said, hi, my garage burned down last night and all your stuff did. I'd be like, cool. Now I don't got to get it. Now I don't got to see you. I honest to God would have felt like that. Because I'm like, I know I got to get my stuff. I got like 60 pieces there. You know, of course I got to get them. And then I was just like, oh, now she gets the control. She gets it. Well, not now. Well, not, well, maybe tomorrow. That. And I was like, I went delete. So I just said, oh, go. And within about 15 minutes, I gathered myself. Because I had, oh, here was the beautiful part. I went from, I just want to be done with that person. You know, that kind of, I could just, it just went fast. Like my whole process. Okay, I don't care. Okay, I got to get my stuff. I don't care when I'm done with it. And then I started thinking, okay, we're around the house. Where, you know, I got some stuff moved around. I made some, you know, this and that. And I was like, I'm going to get a storage unit. I was like, wow, I never thought about that. And I looked and I found an actually small one, 3x3. That's like 8 feet tall. And I'm like, I could just put frames on the walls. Like, it's, you know, I mean, like anything I wanted to, I could put in there, like $70 a month. And it was, you know, nearby in LA. And I was like, so boom, online, bam, bam, bam. First month a buck and like a $24 administrative fee. And I was like, dope, cool. So also I was like, I'm now getting prepared for when this happens. And when, you know, it's like instead of being bombarded and feeling whatever, I was just like, I'm going to make plans. So then I went on eBay. And I have an eBay account. And I'm like, well, I'm just going to start selling on eBay. I mean, that's what she was, you know. And maybe she did it for longer, and maybe she did it a bunch. Maybe she would have made me money, but I don't care. And I wrote that note. I was like, if I saw a choice, it was like pick, you know, it working out with the unicorn and her selling stuff on eBay, or you being who you were after it ended. Oh, no thoughts, no pause. Like, it was like the greatest moment, going, I don't even care. And I'm like, I was saved. The first thing she posted, she messed up. I was done with it. Now, again, in the back of my mind, I didn't want to, like, I don't know, like, kind of burn the bridge so hard, but I was gonna. I was gonna light it on fire because I just didn't want to, oh, you know, her to pass along. Again, I had no idea if it was just a friend thing or whatever. And again, if the store thing didn't work out, I would go exactly how I was before any of this started. How is that the best I've ever been? I got a tattoo. 2020 rocked. 2021 was even better. And this was a cool opportunity. But if someone comes up going, look, I'm going to do A, B, C, and I'm not going to do I'm going to do A, B, C, and I'm not going to do D, E, F, and they don't do A, B, C, and they do D, E, F, you're like, okay, cool. But it got me thinking. And I had started consolidating my found art, my YouTube channel with found art videos, making of things. And I'm like, I'm going to do that because all of a sudden I had some wood from that dude's installation, my neighbor, and I was going to make that. And I'm like, it just kind of got me inspired to kind of really start doing, because I never spoke on any of the videos. It's just always like me working. And I'm like, well, I'm just going to start making that more of a personal thing. So I did a little video, you know, and I was just like, okay, I got that going. And I went on eBay. I'm like, okay, I'm going to sell. I'm like, well, I got to take pictures. Guess what? I don't have any of the stuff I want to sell. So I'm like, okay, so that kind of went on hold. But I'm like, look at the stuff that was moving. You know, look what that was like going on. And it was so, I was so aware. Like, it was unbelievable. Oh, and then this was a quote that I saw. I just wrote this down. It said, when people show you who they are, believe them. I mean, that's what just happened. You know, I'm this and I'm that, and I'm going to dance through the lily field. And then, you know, boom, boom, late at night comes banging a tin can, and she's screaming. I'm like, nah, that's not acceptable, allowed, anything I would want or need. And that's what's just so funny. It's like, I've decided now, Wednesday morning, that I'm like, whatever. So I'm like, okay. Right then, to me, it's like, okay, I'm not going to obviously pursue the store through her. And I'm like, I'll pursue the store after. And I'm, you know, thinking I should just drive there because I think that'd be more personal and go, look, I have no idea what the deal was. And I didn't want to just text you and be lazy and send you a message on social media going, hey, can I still sell my stuff? I just think that's impersonal. I just would rather go there and have her meet me. And, you know, hopefully she just was like, yeah, I heard it didn't work out, but yeah, I'll take your stuff. And if not, then I'll just move forward. So this was like, now it went next level for me. It was about me. And I realized that kind of running the scenario through my head, like, you know, just popping in my head and would go, and then when I want to pick it up, what I want to say, or I mean, what I'm not going to say. And it's like, I hope she doesn't, you know what I mean? I just like, because I don't want to say a word to her. I don't want to even see her when I pick up the stuff. And the fact that it just got postponed and she's just texting like everything is fine and she's putting smiley faces, like, it was just irritating me. But it was taking me away from what? From being present. And I don't know what night it was, but I looked at Zen, he was falling asleep, and I was like, this is the weirdest, coolest, trippiest thing. I knew immediately that I had not focused on Zen that day. I knew I wasn't present because he was now falling asleep for the night. And I was like, well, we didn't. And I'm like, that's the price of not being present. And it was almost like the entire thing was about that lesson. I don't know what day it was. I don't know what date it was, but I remember looking at Zen and going, I was not present with you today. And I'd never felt that in my life. Like, I was like, oh, I was this moment I was present, or that moment I was really present. I'm always like, lately, like, really recognized when I was present. It's how dope it is. But this was the first time I was highly aware of the price of not being present. Because I love my dog more than anything. 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 And I didn't beat myself up. But I'm like, that's why you vibrate above the bullshit. Because that quote-unquote unicorn doesn't matter at all. You just got bumped in a little direction. Maybe you get in that store. Maybe you start selling on eBay. And you wouldn't have done neither. And then it was that quote, be thankful for things that fall apart because it saved you from something. And it might have prepared you for something. The last time I spent with my stepdaughter, I adopted Zen. Last time I trained Matt Myra, he referred Scott Mosier. So there's all these things in my life where you start going, you know, sometimes it's just a messenger. Sometimes it's not about you. Like, I put up a sign, you know, I just think my actions are, look, you're defensive, and I won't work with you, and I'm not going to have you be a part of any part of my life at all. And you know, because again, we talked enough. I knew she wasn't in a great place. You know what I mean? She told me, you know, certain things, and, you know, she's just kind of, you know, a little fragile. But what's just a big ego, just a friend, you know, just, oh, and then when you critique them, because, like, you know, again, I didn't yell or swear or say I was pissed or mad. I mean, what I wanted was for me to go, look, you know, you were supposed to get, you know, you were supposed to send me things you were going to post first so I could look at them, and then, you know, you misrepresented my art, so, you know, you need to take that post down. And I just wanted, sorry, won't happen again, done, hang up. Move forward. That would have been it to me. We would have moved forward. I mean, I realized, like, yeah, you made a mistake, but I mean, I wasn't. But it was that conversation and her showing her true self. Like, well, I'm glad I found all that out now. You know, again, I don't know, money exchange hands, or there was some sort of agreement somewhere, or whatever it was. I mean, I have nothing. The only thing at the end of the day, I wasted some gas, which is money, which is paper, which I don't care about, which has nothing to do with me. And she misrepresented my art. So it stopped. So it's like, that's it. Nothing else was really done. But I got some ideas. And then, this is just so funny, because it was like, this is a cool ride, but it was definitely a ride. That, whatever it was, like, so now I'm like that next day. And I got up and I'm like, I'm going to see how much room I can make. And I'm like, what? And I'm like, well, I know there's, you know, some spots in the house that are, you know, kind of not completely organized, and there's some spaces. And I got a closet, sliding closet, where I cleaned out half of it, no clothes, and I made those shelves with all my found art stuff. Well, I kind of cluttered that up with just miscellaneous wood stuff, and I cleaned all that out. So I'm like, I can put my pieces all back there. And I'm like, well, yeah, but, and I thought, okay, if you could create enough space right now, would you want to save $700 a year and not get the storage unit? I'm like, yeah. So I pulled the stuff from up top that I hadn't. And it was the same thing. I pulled out two boxes and I go, I haven't looked at that stuff. I haven't done anything with it. And I got a space heater. And I'm like, I know why I used that, but I'm never going to use it again. It's brand new looking. And I'm like, outside. Had a drawer full of shorts I never wear. Might pull them out outside. Filled that drawer with found art stuff, you know, and some frames. You know, pulled out the other drawer, emptied that short. So I'm like, I have two drawers empty. Went up top. I emptied the stuff up there. And I'm like, well, so I sat down and I called and I'm like, I canceled the storage unit place. And it was like, you know, I knew there was going to be something. I mean, I just got it. Now I'm canceling it. I was supposed to, you know, come drop, you know, I was starting on Saturday, and this was, you know, Saturday morning, and I'm like, hey, I want to cancel it. So I just paid the $24. That was it. End of the day, $24 done, canceled. I'm out of it. I'm like, well, fantastic. I mean, I, you know, had it as a backup plan. I mean, wasn't going to go get my stuff. And I thought about it. I'm like, well, let me see what I can do in the house. And I made so much room. It's ridiculous. But it's like, I look, there's a bag, all my karate belts. And it's like, well, yeah, well, you can't. I'm like, nope, I am. It's like, but one of those things where like, well, you can't throw those out. Not that level of attachment. Like, what am I going to do? What, honestly, like karate, I got, you know, one white, you know, one of each and two black that are, you know, dark blue because that's what our style is, colored for black. But it was like, what am I going to do with them? And then there are my two large karate certificates in frames with glass. And I'm like, you know, like the Uber ride. I don't do this stuff anymore. I'm going to throw out the karate belts. And I'm like, this is what I'll do. The frames aren't that nice. I'll keep the glass. So I took the certificates out. I took the frames out. But the frames, I mean, but I kept this. I was like, where do I lay these, you know, certificates just for now instead of, you know, just keep them flat. So I kept the glass, kept the certificates, and I put them in one of the empty drawers. I'm like, fantastic, there. Just for that, now I'll deal with that at a later date. The framed ones wouldn't fit in there, but I don't like the frames. I don't need the frames. And maybe I roll up the certificates or maybe I just throw out the certificates. You know, they're not taking up any space, so that's fine. But I was like, it was just cool how, again, I've just talked about how I have decluttered and got less stuff and all that, you know, going on. And but it's not like, well, now I'm, you know, getting 33 faith stones and 30 some pieces back. And it's like, all right. And I was like, well, now my place, why did my place get better? Why did I go through all that stuff? Oh, I had three winter jackets, and that might sound crazy, but they were all super badass. One was $400. The other one was, I think the other two are like $300 or something like that. And one's like a 25-year-old black leather jacket that I just like, well, that's, I don't want to, you know, so I thinking, okay, I need one jacket. And the other one was like one of those fly air, what do you call it, like an air pilot's jacket, you know, it's got the white fluffy collar and at the sleeves, but it's all kind of brown old leather, like it's ridiculously cool. And then I got this big army green Abercrombie, and I'm like, okay, I gotta sell two of them. So I'm going to keep the leather jacket. I'm like, I just got to keep one jacket. And I just, for whatever reason, have a little attachment to that. So I'm like, oh, yeah. But also, I just emptied, like, stuff. I go, I don't use that. I haven't touched, like, that's, like, I'm just going, I was like, yeah, but you, yeah. And I'm like, I don't care. But again, it was just this, well, that's an advantage. Well, that's an advantage. Well, now I'm doing that. Well, now, like, the ways my life improved. And I haven't even picked up my stuff. So that day I said I'm gonna go to the beach because I was just not frustrated to a bad way, but I'm like, I'm done. You know, didn't answer her text of, oh, I'm gonna now do this, I'm going here, what about I was like, Monday, fine, I'll text you Sunday night, like that. I just done out, and I just kicked her out of my head. 15 minutes later, I was in the car with Zen going to the beach. I hadn't been to the beach in a while. It's going to be a nice day. And I hadn't thought about it. I'm like, I got to go there. I might go to the storage. I mean, I got a big Saturday plan. Then, like that, change turned on a dime. And it was a beautiful day at the beach. But here is the best, again, just this, the best news is right now. So in my mind, I get up and I'm like, okay, it's Saturday. I'm going to get my stuff. And I'll be done thinking about her, about it, about all of it. But that everything I was feeling good about, it didn't bother me. I had moved on. I had let go. Like, I just felt like all the fruits of my labor. Like, I can be this good when something goes sideways, when someone messes up, when someone lies, when someone, you know, starts talking shit. You know, all the stuff that is like, whatever. That's all about her. I know who I am. And I woke up crazy early Saturday morning. It's like 4:30. And I thought I would just, you know, kind of do a couple things and then lay back down. But I knew it was like kind of my heart was pumping. So I'm like, I'm going to get my stuff. And that's when I text her. And she said, oh, I can't. I got clients. And it started going back and forth and back and forth. But at 4:30 that morning, I checked Facebook, And this Sean Corcoran guy, he's from Ireland. I just a land artist dude. He's just like a super awesome, cool, funny. I just like him. He's like one of my dudes I just like and I follow a lot. He's, you know, like sent a couple messages about my art and stuff. Now he's thinking, wow, dude's in Ireland and he likes my art. That's pretty cool. So the biggest thing in the U.S. for what I do, land art, stone balancing, all that stuff, is called LANO, Earth Fest. Earth Art Festival, LEAF, L-E-A-F. Well, they're having it virtual this year. But every person from Europe, everywhere, came to Texas, to LANO, for that thing. It was the biggest one in the U.S., but I think it's there's a European one. But I don't know that it's any bigger. Maybe it is bigger, but I just know that LANO's a big, big deal for what I do. Like all the people I like go there, all the big people get asked to participate and they'll do like a slideshow presentation, movies, artist moments, you know, all this stuff about some hand, you know, picked people. So Sean, I get a message from him. I think it's Friday. And he goes, hey, Tom, can I get your email idea? I have something I wanted to share with you. And that just fired me up because it was just like, okay, well, this dude's like a big dude in the art world. And whatever he's emailing me, just cool, he's emailing me, right? So I'm all pumped up and excited. And I wake up that early Saturday morning and I look and it's an invitation to participate in the LEAF virtual event that's March 27th and 28th of this year. My birthday's March 25th. And I thought, how cool is that? And he's like, well, you can shoot a video, you can be on the panel, and you can compete in stone balancing. And this year it's going to be based on creativity, which I think you'll do really well, and you can do all of them. And I was like, I just, you know, it's not a bunch of people they invite. This is like virtual, so they can invite anybody in the world. And I got picked. It kind of, well, I just hate using that word now, but I was going to say it kind of trumps the whole art thing. You know, being on eBay with the unicorn. Like, I don't even care. I go, dude, like, that's the biggest honor I've ever got. Like, that's, I mean, I know some people, and, you know, I know a couple that got asked to participate, and they're like the best in the world. So it's like, you know, these other guys that I kind of know around the U.S. that I follow and stuff like that, you know, none of those people got invited. And I was like, you know, I got a little nervous for the first time because Sean's like, you got any ideas? And I'm like, I can't even make ideas. Man, I go to the beach, there's high tide, there's no sand, there's no stones. It's like, I have no idea. But I went to the beach yesterday and I'm like, I'm always good when I get there. I'm like, I will just see something that speaks to me. And there was a moment where I doubted myself. And then I went, just do it. And I picked up this big-ass stone. And I balanced this big-ass stone. And I was like, you're not done. You get there's little, this tiniest indention on this big second stone. And I grabbed this kind of triangle-looking one. And I put it up on top. I go, this is never going to balance. Like, I didn't think I was going to balance the second one because it was big and heavy and where I was doing it. It's like, this is not going to work. And it did. And I was like, okay. And I'm like, do that. And I'm like, it's like I'm standing there. I'm like, shoulder's starting to burn. Because I don't know, it was like 8-9 minutes, I think, in total. You're just holding your arms a little bit higher than your shoulders and your arms. Shoulders are burning. And you're trying to do this delicate thing. And it was, like I said, just slightest indention. So the slightest contact. And then it stuck. And I was just like, pfft. And I back up. And there's like, you know, like the tide had subsided. And there's a little hill of sand. So this is like a pool. And in the middle of that pool was this mossy stone, and that's where I build this three-stone kind of creation. And then you step back, and you see the pond and the ripples and the mossy stone, and then this thing standing up. And I was like, that's so cool. And I'm like, I'll do something. Like, it was just like, I'm like, I'm doing exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. You know what I mean? And that response I did, and then I just started sharing it with everybody. Like, kind of, sort of, I would talk to clients and my mentories, and I said, you know, like, the best news in the world I have is to share on this podcast because I responded to something so huge and it didn't affect me. I mean, that's just, I mean, I'm jumping up and down. And it's, well, because something bad happened, you're jumping up. No, something kind of bad, disappointing, however you want to categorize it happened, and it didn't affect me. Unaffected. That's what I'm going to go with. That's the title, Unaffected. I had to deal with some stuff, and there was a little, you know, scenario running through my head, but that visualization kind of helped. Because all of a sudden, it was what time it was. It was like that Friday where I was like, okay, tomorrow morning, and I woke up Saturday morning, I got that invite to Leaf, and I was just like, I'm good. Like, it was just this, okay, I'm like, okay, I'm ready. It was like an actor preparing for a role. Because I just do not want to get into it. I mean, that was the best version of me on the phone she'll ever get. And I'm pretty sure she didn't like that version. So it's like, I don't want to talk to her. I don't want to see her. And then I get a text from her and she's like, oh, I'm on the way to the beach. And I get another text. She goes, oh, can you be here in a half an hour? I'm like, this is just this woman screaming who she is. I go, you said yes, then you said no, then you said later, then you said yes, and then you said no, and now you're calling back, texting back, saying, can you be here now? And I was just like, delete. I was like, oh my God. So it rolls into just later that day, and she texts me, like, she's just enjoying the texting. Hey, we're communicating, all is well. Okay, I haven't heard back from you, so what about Monday or Wednesday, a.m.? Please let me know and enjoy the rest of your weekend, smiley face. And I'm like, what is with her smile? Like, I'm like, wow. And I'm like, okay, I got to respond early. And I'm like, I just don't want to give her the satisfaction of like jump. I don't know. It's what it is. But like, I want to text her Monday morning. But I'm like, yeah, she'll reschedule it and push it back again. And I'm like, I went out there like three times, just called her that day. Can I come out? Yep. Can I come out? Yep. And also now it's like to come pick up stuff. It's like, you don't open the garage. So when I texted her the first time about this, I said, look, you just got to open the garage. I go, I don't need any help. So I texted her this morning. And that was the kind of thing. I'm like, I'm going to get up Sunday morning. You know, the thing will be finalized on Saturday and I'll share the whole story. Well, to me, it's pretty much done. You know, getting the storage unit, not getting the storage unit, you know, getting invited to leave, you know, and then the text this morning, I just said to her, you know, this is the window she said was, you know, Monday a.m. And I said, okay, that's 24 hours. So I said, I will be taking back all of my found art pieces tomorrow morning at 9. Please have all of my items. And this one she was going to buy, she went hung up on her wall. I said, please have that one and all the other pieces in the garage so I can be there for as little as time as needed. Next, I put, all you have to do is open the garage and you're done. I don't need any help. I just want this all done tomorrow. Something like that. And then I sent it. All I want, just like it, said, okay, it's coming at 9. I'm sitting and it's, here's the response. And again, just screaming who she is. Yes, that piece and all of your pieces were put in the garage after I decided that I wasn't going to work with you anymore. See you then. No smiley face, though. So it kind of changed her because she could definitely tell my tone in this text that we weren't just, oh, I didn't think he's, I don't know if I mentioned it, but I said, I'm not coming out to chat. That's what I said. I said, I'm coming out to pick up my stuff. I'm not coming out to chat. Please have all my stuff in the garage so I can be there as short as. I'm just like, look, I'm done. I'm done, done, done. I want to come get my stuff and move on. And then I wrote a note just before I started. I'm like, I had to get it out of my head. So I was like 10 or something. And I think I sat down at 8 a.m. And one of the things I had to get done. So I just typed this note. And it was just really short. And it basically just said, I'm thankful that this all ended on your first post. You know, because, again, I just think it saved me from a bunch of stuff. And again, now picking up myself, look how hard it was. And just how just every text from her irritated me. It's like everything about her now bothers me. And then I said, you know, I don't have any ill will. I don't wish you, you know, I don't think you're a bad person. I don't wish you, I don't have any ill will. I said, but are you defensive? Yes. And it's not a critique. It's just a fact. And then I said the old me would have drove out there Monday night to get all my stuff after our phone call. I said, but I also knew that involved seeing you. So I said, Tuesday that morning, the next morning I got up and I blocked you on all social media. And I just kind of went on with my life and didn't think about you. Because I was like, you know, I'll get my stuff at some point, but I'm just not going to think about it right now. And I just like was peaceful. And that's when I started firing up. Went, oh my God, I just dealt with this. It didn't bum me out. I'm not frustrated. I'm not what if. I didn't care. I was like, whatever. Like, I was great. My stuff was out of my house. You know, I didn't care. I let it go. I was going to sell it. And I just moved on. It's like, okay, now I got to go get my stuff. All right, well, I'm sure I'll get it at some point. And I just moved on. I'm like, wow, that's amazing how you are. And it was just that then. You know, I wrote down, talk in the talk, walk in the walk, attain and maintain. You know, just all these things. I was like so fired up. And I'm like, okay, I would not be this fired up in the beginning of February, had something this with such grand potential have failed. And I'm like, okay, the great thing knocks on the door and then falls apart and that becomes a good thing. Yeah, I'm buying that. Why? It's real. That's exactly what happened. There wasn't, like I said, the only thing is like, I got to drive and I'm going to, you know, not bring Zen. Because one of her dog growls and one of her dogs was humping Zen, something, and you know, Zen didn't even like it there. But I want my car as empty as it can because I took 3 trips out there and they weren't like majorly full because I was being careful, but I want to take 1 trip. So no Zen in the car, and I can't have him in some, you know, tucked away somewhere while he's jammed full of art pieces. So, you know, I got to drive there. I got to be away from Zen. And that's all that, like, that's my only, like, irritation. The 20 minutes on the phone was wasted and I allowed that to happen, but I got over that. She's out and I feel great. It became a great story for the podcast. I felt amazing after it. And it's like, and here's the note, best I've ever been. Why? Because it's the best I've ever responded. Well, how do you know that? Well, because that's the biggest thing. Like I said, that was, oh my God, my art, da 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 da. And again, when someone goes, I'm gonna. And that was the last thing I said. I go, anybody, in my note, I said, anybody can tell anyone who they are. But sooner or later, the real you shows itself. You know, because if the whole thing happened again, I would say exactly what I said on the phone. I just would have hung up on her sooner. So I'm going to end with better news. So I kind of came to this decision that I was going to take a break from mentoring people for a while. I've been doing it for over a year. And it wasn't like a great phone call or a text or, well, I mean, it was going to be our next session, you know, it was going to be whatever, Skype or Zoom. But to look at someone and go, hey, this thing I've been doing for you, I'm going to stop. It just feels like it's just bad news. You know what I mean? There's just that, not, oh, you did it, yay. It's, oh, you're ending it, and that's bad. That's negative. You know, people enjoyed it, liked it, and it helped, and now you're taking that away. You know, there's kind of that. So I didn't really look forward to that. But prior to that, I'm on line with the client. This is a client, not a mentor, but a client. And he says he finally turned in his year-end review for 2020. Or he got evaluated for like year-end performance. And it was his first year at this job. And when they brought him in, they said, you know, we hired you thinking there's no way that any one person is going to be able to do this job. And COVID happened, and they had some crazy, crazy things that happened at where he works. And at the end of 2020, at the end of COVID, at the end of all that craziness, they're like, we gave you one of the best reviews of anyone, my client. So next day I start talking to my mentorees, and there was part of that going, well, I know this first one I'm going to talk to. Like, I succeeded. Like, she's dope. She's good. And that's how the conversation, she goes, I'm good. And I'm like, look, you ever need to holler, you do that. And we just had this beautiful talk. And she was so thankful. And she was so wonderful. And I'm like, I was successful. And she's like, you know, she's a completely different person. And she's, my little quote for Mandy is, I am woman, hear me roar. you know, I just, that's her. And it was just like, wow, I, you know, she wasn't like that before we chatted. And that like felt incredibly good in that moment. Like that moment right there was like, it just hit me. Cause I'm like, she was not like that before she spoke to you. And now she's a lion. And I was like, just, it just fills me with good. So then I talk to another mentor the next day. And the first thing I did with everyone right away, I go, look, I just want to get this out of the way. So first I'm going to let you know I'm going to take a break from mentoring and, you know, just out of the way. And she's like, okay, well, I'll just hire you. So now, you know, I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to have kind of the bad, uncomfortable conversations. You know, it's like you're firing people or something. And I turned and get into another online client. And I'm like, well, super fantastic. And she had been a client before, and I love her dearly. So it was just like, yay. Like the potential uncomfortable Skype turned to just fabulous news because I enjoy her, Madeline, love her. And like just like that, poof, okay, cool. And that was kind of the incentive when I got the storage unit. I'm like, well, cool, I got more money coming in. I'll get a storage unit. But it was just like, awesome. I was like, that was even better. Awesome. I was like, okay, there's like three or four people in a row I spoke to. And I just felt so good. Like, and then the same one of my mentorees said that she had to turn in evaluation of her teaching experience of 2020. And she said she turned in her best evaluation ever. And all the other teachers were struggling. You know, kids weren't going to class and re-signing up, and there was low enrollment and all this. Like, everyone was kind of feeling what everyone was feeling, except for Mandy. Mandy was shining and wrote a blazing evaluation that everything was going great, and kids were signing up for her class, and she was like the best she's ever been. It's like, that kind of stands out when you're looking at, you know, everyone being affected by COVID and all the people being one way and stuck, and then you see this person going, I rocked, I kicked ass. And again, my client. Like, my cup was just overflowing. Maybe that's the title. My cup overfloweth. That's what it's going to be. Because, like, again, I've been thankful, and it makes me more thankful, and it makes me teary-eyed, and it makes me more thankful. And then more things happen that are good. And this was still a good thing because it was a great test and I passed and I learned a lot and I felt amazing after it. And I was able to do this podcast and feel great and I haven't even picked it up yet. Like, I got to still do that drive and be away from Zen tomorrow morning. And I'm going to wake up tomorrow morning probably early. And then I got a client and I'm going to jump in my car and I got, you know, I'm just going to be like focused, like go there, get it done. And like, I cannot wait to drive back and come in the house and see Zen when I'm done. Because then I know I'm done. And I'll find room. I'll find space. I'll start selling a couple pieces on eBay. So what I posted, found art's going to eBay. It will. And then I said, and it's in a store. And I'm going to go contact that store. I will. And if they say yay, I'll be stoked. And if they say no, once again, I'll be like, not meant to be this probably. But now it got me thinking, well, that's really what I want now. I mean, it is. I want a physical location where I can bring stuff, see my stuff, go, you know, and just like a hobby, not like, oh, I'm making money, I'm killing it. I mean, of course, you do it to make money, but, you know, because the setup would have been the person with the store gets 25 and then the hashtag unicorn gets 25 and I get half. It's like, well, take the unicorn out, I get 75. So good, good, good. And, you know, I mean, that's what it was. Like every client, every person I sat down with in the last couple days, I was just, you know, I'm not going to get into it because it's a huge story, but when something so kind of huge comes in with all this promise and it just falls apart and you're fine, I've never experienced a better feeling. And that feeling is better than the feeling I had January 6th when I was driving my car home and going, told you. At some point, I was going to pick up my car and give them money, and I did it, and here I am. I'm going to the beach tomorrow, and I felt amazing. Well, that's because I handled that test. Now the next test. Okay, this felt. Now how do you feel? I'm like, fine, unaffected. It's like, wow. I'm like, that's what I'm selling. Come to my will. You know, I can't tell you exactly what to do for you to get here. I'm telling you how I got here. I'm telling you what I did to get here. But I'd love it if you could experience what I'm experiencing. Like if my podcast got people to kind of vibrate how I'm vibrating now, unaffected, overflowing with gratitude. I would definitely feel like I had served not only my purpose, but my calling in life. Anyone wants to chat? Anyone wants to be the best them? Holler. Be an online client. All my clients are the best they've ever been. All my clients rocked 2020. Just saying. Because like them, you are worth it. Hello, and welcome to your Pro You moment. I think these are the foundations. Stopping, pausing, reflecting, staying present, connecting your mind and body, doing little things done consistently. It's exactly how I got here. And I could not be more proud of myself. More happy, more at peace than I am. Let's begin to control that which we can, because we can. Seated, eyes closed, neck, neutral neck, shoulders over the hips, navel tucked into the spine. Draw the inhale through the nose, allow the exhale out the mouth, slow it down, elongate them both. Connecting the mind and the body, and that's exactly how we're staying present. If anything else enters the space between your ears, kindly, calmly ask it to leave and return to your breath. Do this for 180 seconds to the best of your ability. I will let you know when time is up. You may begin now. done. Proud of you. I just could not be more proud of the people I work with right now. Like, I just, this same week that I overcame something and was so amazed on how I responded, like, just personally just feel so worthy. And then talking to my clients and mentorees and seeing how great they're doing, it was just, it's like a great time to be me. So yeah, that's exactly what I'm selling at the Pro You Podcast well. But I just want to reiterate, man, if I can do it, anybody can. Like, my story is completely what's possible. I didn't need a person. I didn't need a thing. I didn't need a better job, more money. Like, less of everything. But I started controlling that space between my ears. I started loving me some Tom. And here we are. Best I've ever been. My cup overflowing. And that's all I wish for people. Like, that's why I do what I do. I hear someone listen to my podcast and they're feeling better. I've served my purpose here on earth. That's something I'd love everybody to experience. Finding your purpose, serving your purpose. It's peaceful. Peace and God bless.